So here we have an example called of matrix inversion, or solution of linear equations. And I've set up a simple example here with an 8x8 matrix. Those are little yellow squares. And I have two processors, which are either mealy blue or mauve. We're just using the classic way of solving linear equations. And if you formally haven't done that, but probably most of you know the basic structure, when you solve linear equations, the first thing you do is you take the first row and you use it to eliminate the first variable from all equations. So that's equivalent to the... and then you can iterate that process. So in the first step of matrix inversion, you eliminate row 1 and column 1. Second step, you eliminate row 2 and column 2. Third step, row 3 and column 3. So that's why I've drawn this picture here. After two steps, I've abolished the first two rows and the first two columns. They're not doing anything. They're whatever they were. So if we look at this algorithm here, it has the intro, and I do the block. Here I'm doing I only have two, so I can't. I'm doing a block distribution in the columns. And we see that it starts off perfectly load balanced. There are four columns in processor 1 and four columns in processor 2. After two steps, it's highly imbalanced because processor 2 has four columns and processor 1 has two columns. After four steps, all the work is in processor 2. So let's compare that with the cyclic case. Cyclic case, which I shouldn't have done it like this. I should have just done it cyclic in the rows. So because this is not a formally cyclic case. Let's assume these ones here should be blue. So in the cyclic case, I assign rows 1, 3, 5, 7 to the mauve processor, 2, 4, 6, 8 to the green-blue processor. And there is a minor load imbalance, which is sort of inevitable, because if we only have an odd number of rows and columns, then one of them could have one more row and column than the other. But, for instance, after two things have been eliminated, we have the mauve is here, the mauve has still active columns 3, 5, and 7, and the green glow is 4, 6, and 8. So it's totally load balanced. And at the end here, I say, I apologize, these should be green-blue, because I wasn't thinking. It's still totally load imbalanced at that stage. So this is an example, a very typical example of where load balancing in the cyclic distribution works. It retains load balancing, because even after I do this sort of systematic elimination, because I scattered, albeit in a very regular fashion, the columns over the processors, the fact that I eliminated a whole block of them doesn't matter. And in this case example here, if you look at matrix algebra has no geometric structure. If you look at the fundamental algorithm, it takes the whole row or the whole column and does arithmetic. It doesn't take the column and the next. It doesn't take x of 1, and x of 2 is not anything special compared to x of 1. It's just x of 2, x of 3, x of 4 are sort of equally good variables. So matrices, although they're two-dimensional, do not have a geometric structure. And so they do not need a block distribution. Rather, they have the issue in matrix algebra is this load balancing issue. And so that's a very classic example, if you like, of where cyclic distributions are quite appropriate. So you should think, cyclic are typically used where load balancing is either the only issue or the dominant issue. So let's do another example, which